Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bubbles Hargrave. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ben Chapman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Irv Jeffries. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Mulevey. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Larry goes all the way around to score. Lazzari moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Larry. Mulevey moves to third. Jolly moves to second. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Rice reaches second base with a double. Bubbles Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and moves to third. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 2-0, Yankees. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mulevey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeffries moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Rice is chasing the ball. Reynolds rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Jolly reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jolly tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Gehrig reaches third base with a triple. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bubbles Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Hargrave hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons is called out on strikes. One out. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Jeffries reaches second base with a double. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jeffries moves to third. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jeffries scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Reynolds hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Ken Holloway now pitching. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Combs. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Jolly goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Whatwood moves to third. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi misplays the ball. That's an error on Malivi. Combs moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Combs moves to third. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs scores. Ruth moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, White Sox. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tate moves to second. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jeffries hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tate scores. Lyons moves to third. It's 8-4, White Sox. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mulevey hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons tags and scores. One out. It's 9-4, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hargrave for a passed ball. Jeffries moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeffries scores. It's 10-4, White Sox. Herb Pennock now pitching. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lazzari fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice strikes out. One out. Bubbles Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Hargrave takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to third. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. Clancy scores. Two outs. It's 11-4, White Sox. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood, who is chasing the ball. Combs reaches third base with a triple. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs scores. It's 11-5, White Sox. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Larry scores. Two outs. It's 11-6, White Sox. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Yankees 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mulevey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Jolly moves to third. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cecil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Alex Metzler now playing left field. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubbles Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Yankees 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy Rees pinch hits for Herb Pennock. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and New York Yankees, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.